In the lunchtime edition, the health minister dismisses as fake news a voice note alleging COVID-19 community spread in Barbados. 6 COVID-19 cases confirmed aboard a ship whose crews originated in Barbados. PSV operators formally warned their licenses could be suspended for a week for COVID-19 violations. The operators say the passengers are the big problem. The Antigua Prime Minister writes his Barbados counterpart to protest Antigua's classification as a medium-risk country, and Joe Biden extends his lead over Donald Trump in the U.S. presidential race. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is the latest.
The lunchtime edition comes to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
When we use our passion to create something special, we cherish the experience that brings the result. It isn't always smooth sailing, but that's the beauty of it. Because through experience and the help of knowledgeable partners, we learn and grow together. And we dream bolder dreams for the future, confident that your passion and our expertise will bring an ever bright tomorrow. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Whenever you want, wherever you are, for all your banking needs, we make it easy. CIBC, First Caribbean, we've got all your banking solutions. CIBC, First Caribbean. CIBC, First Caribbean.
Health Minister Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostic says there is no COVID-19 community spread in Barbados and dismisses as fake news a voice note being circulated that alleges there is such a case. The health minister also confirms that there are 6 COVID-19 cases aboard a cruise ship whose trip originated in Barbados, and one of those cases is now in isolation at Harrison Point. Lieutenant Colonel Bostic was speaking in an interview with Starcom Network News following widespread circulation of the voice note alleging that an elderly woman had tested positive for COVID-19 recently and, according to the person speaking, was not likely to have come into contact with a tourist or someone who had traveled.
We have no evidence of any community spread in this country, one. We don't have local transmission at the moment, that is number two. And I receive the results from testing on a daily basis, and there have been no Barbadians who have not traveled who have tested positive for coronavirus. And I would just like to ask all persons who continue to spread malicious rumors to stop doing so, because they're only creating anxiety in the country, and it is causing the staff and the Ministry of Health and Wellness to have to divert their attention away from the serious matters relating to COVID, that have to be explaining and reassuring people all the time as to what the situation is. If we have any such occurrences, we will come to the public and we will speak as we have been doing all along. And I really would like for people to have confidence in the officials in the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the technical teams that are doing this hard work.
The health minister also says tests here have confirmed at least half a dozen COVID-19 cases on board the cruise ship, the Sea Dream One, the first cruise ship to sail from Barbados since the suspension of cruises due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The vessel cut short its voyage and returned to the island yesterday with its 66 crew and 53 passengers from Austria, Denmark, Germany, and Sweden, the UK, and 37 Americans who reportedly joined the ship here in Barbados on Saturday. The COVID-19 outbreak on the cruise ship has been widely reported in the international media, including CNN, who interviewed two of the passengers, Jing Sloan and Ben Hewitt, via Zoom, who both spoke highly of the COVID-19 protocols that were in place for the trip. Ironically, the ship was supposed to be a model for how cruises could resume in the COVID-19 era.
Sea Dream really thought that they had this figured out. You know, I think they thought that they could block COVID at the door. You know, the ship had a very rigorous testing schedule, more rigorous than what some of the big lines are planning to do when they come back in a few months.
It's just so disappointing that this has happened, because everybody had their hopes up high, and we can't see anything more that they could have done. It's just such a horrible virus. It just gets everywhere, even with the constant testing.
Lieutenant Colonel Bostic says a cruise ship requested the assistance of the Barbados government in dealing with the situation.
As of yesterday, we were affected, I believe, 34 persons. When the ship reported, they were we had four persons on board that using the ship's test that they deemed to be positive. And during our testing, we have picked up six positive cases totally out of the 30-something, but testing is ongoing. No one has been allowed to leave the vessel. The cases that were on board the vessel were isolated on the vessel. And we actually went on board the vessel after midnight, and we did the swabbing of those persons that were presumptive positive cases, and we followed that through with contact tracing with the people on the vessel. That's why we were able to test 34 persons. But all persons are on board the vessel except for one person who needed some medical attention, and so we've taken that person to Harrison Point to commence on the treatment for that person. There is absolutely no compromise from our perspective in terms of public health compromise in Barbados, so there's nothing at all for Barbados to be worried about.
This is the Lunchtime Edition.
In association with the CIBC First Caribbean and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
When we use our passion to create something special, we cherish the experience that brings the result. It isn't always smooth sailing, but that's the beauty of it. Because through experience and the help of knowledgeable partners, we learn and grow together. And we dream bolder dreams for the future, confident that your passion and our expertise will bring an ever bright tomorrow. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
A groom collapsed and died this morning in the paddock at the Garrison Savannah. The incident is said to have occurred just after 6 a.m. The man was believed to be in his 50s. Paramedics who are stationed at the racetrack attended to the man, but he had passed away. PSV operators are pleading with the authorities to take action against commuters who they say are breaking the COVID-19 protocols, not them. This as the authorities have written the operators warning that their licenses could be suspended for a week for violation of the COVID-19 protocols.
Always some of the passengers getting the van, you gotta be constantly telling them to put on a mask, and then I hear, you know what I'm saying? They'll put it on or go to here. But the time you turn your van, it back off again. You know what I'm saying? So it can't be your fault.
Passengers know, as she passengers said, you gotta be telling them, put on your mask. I had an encounter that. I tell a passenger, put on the mask, and he tell me to get up and slap me in my face.
Antigua and Barbuda's Prime Minister Gaston Brown says he's written Barbados' Prime Minister Mia Amor-Morty seeking, as he put it, a speedy resolution of the decision to place his country on a COVID-19 medium risk travel list with countries such as the United States.
Mia, I've written to Prime Minister Mia Motley, and I'm pretty sure that good reason will prevail, and we would want him to review their position and not to, put any information out there in the public domain that could be deleterious to our country's economy. So again, I'm hoping for some form of resolution to this issue, and a very quick resolution. It's not really a major issue in the sense that it could be easily resolved.
But Prime Minister Brown said the classification is already affecting the island's tourism.
We have visitors who have gotten on to us. They've seen the advisory and have asked what's going on. I'm told too that a few hotel properties said they had cancellations, and it's a significant concern when you have a country putting out an advisory against another country as a high-risk country. Then clearly it has implications. I'm saying it is inappropriate in the first instance for any country within the CARICOM group of or family, the CARICOM family, to be having an individual classification in which the standards are not even known.
Joe Biden is projected to have won traditionally Republican Arizona, extending his victory over Donald Trump. It comes as top U.S. election officials have issued a forceful rebuke of voter fraud allegations made by President Trump. Our top stories. The health minister, Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick, has dismissed as fake news a voice note alleging COVID-19 community spread in Barbados. Six COVID-19 cases confirmed aboard a ship whose crews originated in Barbados. PSV operators formally warned their licenses could be suspended for a week for COVID-19 violations. The operator says the passengers that are to blame. A groom collapses and dies at the Garrison Savannah. The Antigua Prime Minister writes his Barbados counterpart to protest Antigua's classification as a medium-risk country. Joe Biden extends his lead over Donald Trump in the U.S. presidential race. In the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News, Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.